Well, first of all, let's start off, Jason, then taking a look at what's happened overnight. Has this storm lived up to expectations? What kind of accumulations have we seen?
Thus far, we don't have any reports of any kind of accumulations into our office, but at least here at the airport, we've had just a little over an inch so far. So far, not as much as we kind of were thinking for the overnight time frame, but we are seeing just signs right here in the last hour that things are starting to increase. So I'm expecting the snow to increase here as we get through the morning commute and on into the morning hours. So just kind of coming in a little later.
Yeah, okay. So let's look at what that morning commute will bring for us in terms of not just snow levels here in the city of Buffalo, but the type of wind that we're going to see as well.
Right. It's kind of a we're having a bad combination happen here because the snow is increasing right now. Also, we're seeing the west winds increasing. Our current observation here at the airport is gusting up to around 30 miles an hour. Some places along Lake Erie are a little higher than that. And that's only going to just continue to increase as the morning goes on. So we haven't seen too much blowing snow and drifting snow yet, but as the snow increases, and it's also going to be turning colder, and so the snow is going to become more fluffy. So easily this to blow and drift around, visibilities will start going down, and it's just going to deteriorate as the morning goes on.
The winter storm warning, of course, is in effect for what I would call the northern portion of western New York, but that blizzard warning is in effect for southern Erie, Allegheny, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties. How intense is that weather system going to get? Because we see that warning is in effect until Friday at 4 p.m.
Right, and that's essentially due to the heavy lake effect snow combined with those winds, which will even be stronger down there, especially inside of those lake effect snow bands where frequent gusts will be easily over, 50, 55 miles an hour. So combine that with the heavy snow that will be occurring there persistently, and you have visibilities down to near whiteout conditions at times. So it could be becoming very dangerous in those lake effect areas, especially south of Buffalo toward the Chautauqua Ridge, the hills of the Boston Hills in southern Erie County, and then the higher terrain on into Wyoming County.
And then finally, because this list of warnings, advisories is so long, we almost miss at the very bottom of it all, a lakeshore flood warning in effect until 1 o'clock Friday morning. What type of situation will some of the folks living along the lakeshore see?
Definitely could see some potential for some lakeshore flooding with those stronger winds. It doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It's also going to affect the Lake Erie shoreline. Obviously, the water levels are very much above normal. So you have that combined with those higher winds, and so we are expecting conditions to see at least some potential for some flooding along the more typical prone areas right along the Lake Erie shore, especially like later this morning and then into this evening.
Jason Allenbaugh, the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good day.